Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Mija. Mija means my daughter in Spanish. And this podcast is about my family. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Now here's what you need to know about Rocky. He's quiet, loves deeply, and forgives, always. And he likes to tell stories. Rocky is my dad. So here goes, 10 minutes to tell his story. Rocky is the youngest of seven children born to Ana, housewife, and Fino, veteran, in Cali, Colombia. He lived in a big house with his family in this little neighborhood where everyone knew each other. Every breakfast, lunch, and dinner was held at this big dining room table. His mother kept an open house and always had a hot meal for anyone who came by. Imagine them all at the table. Five sisters, two brothers, mom, dad, and a cousin or two. Ana's famous sancocho heating on the stove. She pours the soup into each child's bowl and gives them a ripe banana to eat with it. A poor man from the neighborhood would come and ask for a meal at lunchtime. Ana pours him some soup, walks back to the table, and takes half of one banana from one of the children's plates to give to the man. The child that she picks groans, but quietly. As she cuts the banana in half, she says, "This food is given so that my children and my children's children never go hungry."
Todos decíamos amén.
And the kids would always say, "Amen." They lived in the capital of Salsa, so they had big family parties with music and dancing until the early hours of the morning. People would travel from far away to come to the house to celebrate for 3-4 days at a time. It was a happy place. Rocky went to school, got a degree as a mechanic. He got a job fixing cars and lived at home. Growing up, he never really imagined leaving Cali. But as time passed, the drug trade and crime started to reach neighboring towns, eventually arriving in theirs. His older brothers and sisters could no longer imagine a future at home. So one by one, they all left. Some moved to the capital, Bogota, while others went to work in Venezuela or immigrated to New York or Miami. But Rocky didn't want to leave. He didn't want to leave his mother. In fact, he was what we in the family call a pollo choto. Now, a pollo choto is the littlest baby chick that is always attached to its mother. The other chicks might go away and live their lives as soon as they can walk, but the pollo choto stays with his mom. Rocky would follow Ana everywhere, to the market to do groceries, to the salon, to the laundromat, and so on. He followed her around so much that his siblings would laugh and call him pollo choto. But he knew his best chance would be to go to the States and follow in his older sister's footsteps, to get his own slice of the American dream. So reluctantly, he packed his bags and got ready to leave. Like Tatica, he was the last to leave the nest. When the day came to go, he kneeled down in front of Anna, asked for a blessing, and went to America, all the way to Brooklyn. He crashed on his sister's couch for a while. The comfort of home made it a little easier to adjust. After all, those first few weeks were hard. Everything was so different. The first time he saw cars parked along the street, he was shocked at how safe America was. He told his sister, laughing, "They don't think anyone's gonna steal their tires?" The first trip he made to the supermarket, he was shocked to discover giant gallons of milk. In Colombia, it's sold in small bags cut with water. But in America, it's served whole and by the gallon. His sister had asked him to buy some for her newborn, and he was so amazed that he came home with 3 gallons of milk. And they all laughed and drank nothing but milk for days and days. During that time, he couldn't speak very much English. His bosses would make fun of him because they didn't always understand him. But those misunderstandings actually made him laugh, and he would tell his kids stories about it. Like, once, at a gas station, a man asked him to fix his car's engine and fill up the tires with air. An hour later, he came back, and Rocky hadn't filled the tires. In fact, he'd never heard the word air in English before. The man proceeded to yell at him, repeating loudly, "Why don't you speak English?" And Rocky would reply laughing in Spanish, "I don't know what you're saying, man." Even so, months into his stay, he woke up one morning missing home so hard that he burst into tears.
Pero sí, lloré. Como dice la canción, lloré. Llorando se curan heridas, ¿no?
But he kept going. He kept working. And he did every handyman job you could think of. Window washing, car repairs, floor buffing, etc. Then he met Tatica, and he finally felt like he could make America his home. They built a life together and had American children. He became an American citizen and filled his children's lives with stories about family, survival, and most importantly, about using el cacumen, believing that you could do anything in America with it. He became a New York City taxi driver so that he could drive the kids to school in the morning. And he was good at his job. So good that he memorized every street in Nueva York. Could get you from 42nd Street to JFK in less than half an hour in rush hour. From Lincoln Center to Williamsburg in Brooklyn in 20 minutes. From Jersey to Times Square in 5. Never once using a GPS app. Rocky also has a second profession. La familia calls him el doctor. In his later years, he became obsessed with natural medicine, often sending recommendations for natural cures via WhatsApp. His source? YouTube. If anything ails you, el doctor will tell you exactly what natural remedy will fix it. Nausea. Chew on raw star anise to get rid of the parasites in your system. Your knee hurts. He recommends mixing aloe vera and flavorless gelatin in water to reinvigorate the joints. Chronic indigestion. Spoon of olive oil with a drop of lemon juice in the morning before eating. El doctor will know exactly what to do because of el cacumen. Now I'd like to end my 10 minutes with this. Picture Rocky in his car. He wears a suit every day, even though he doesn't have to. And he's got this little notebook where he notes each fare. His phone hooked up to the speaker to play salsa when there's no one in the car, and classical music when there is. When I was little, it was hard to accept that Rocky wasn't with us all the time. He was always working, and we barely saw him. One day, he'd pulled several long shifts in a row and wasn't feeling very well. He got dizzy while driving home. He was okay, didn't have an accident, but had to rest for a few days. When I found out, I called him, told him I loved him, and that he shouldn't work so hard. But I knew he'd never stop, because Rocky is someone who keeps surviving, no matter what happens. Rocky has been in the U.S. for over 30 years now, and in that time, he made America his home. He bought his own house and has an extra room where guests, kids, cousins, and friends can stay a while when they need to, just like in Cali. And he still makes sancocho for 8, even when it's just for 3, just in case someone stops by. Rocky didn't want to leave home, but in leaving, he found one. When I asked him to tell me what he thought about that, he said, "I am so thankful. This country gave me everything." This episode was produced by Studio 80. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. Our associate producers are Laura Ubate and Rebecca Seidel. Our theme music is by Gabriel Dalmazo, and our art is by Tiffany DeLune. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mija Podcast. That's MIJA Podcast. If you like the show, tell a friend about it, and maybe leave a comment on Apple Podcasts while you're at it. Until next time, sending you much love and good old American recuerdos.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get 80's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.